We interrupt this program with a special bulletin.
Pop Defect Radio.
Subversive music for dangerous times.
Shot over. Shut up. Splash over. Splash out.
Fuck the American dream!
We'll be right back. Americans have already pledged their support to a candidate. That's not the case with no values voters, the political demographic who believe in a complete lack of morals and are committed to carrying out unspeakable acts of evil.
The tenor of the political debate right now seems focused on helping people and making positive change, and that's very alienating for people like us.
A new Gallup poll today shows that 71% of no values voters are so far uncommitted to either presidential candidate.
I like that Obama did coke and McCain probably killed some guys in Vietnam, but, you know, for me, it's just not enough.
In a recent poll of no values voters, 54% said death is the issue they'd like presidential candidates to speak more about.
We want to be able to look at a candidate and truly believe they have no soul.
Citizens for a Bleaker America, a leading no values political action group, says no candidate has demonstrated the total lack of moral fiber they want to see in a president.
Unless the candidates start talking about no values issues, like molesting infants, torching the handicapped with flamethrowers, they're not going to win us over.
In response to the poll, John McCain's camp released a press statement this morning promising a McCain presidency would lead the nation into unparalleled darkness and despair, while Barack Obama's website posted this photo of him kicking a child in the face at a campaign rally and a statement from Obama pledging to do far worse if elected.
It's nice, but we don't want just pandering. We want the streets to run red with rivers of blood.
Although there's been talk of running popular no values icon Branford Fisher as a third party candidate, most are opposed to the idea.
And you are indeed listening to Pop Defect Radio, the soundtrack of the resistance, your safe harbor radio show. My name is Skidmark Bob. We just heard from the Onion News Network. We also heard Slipknot and the title track off their 2008 release, All Hope Is Gone. Walls of Jericho was in there with the title track off their release, American Dream. And we started off with Soulfly, Blood, Fire, War, Hate, off of their 2008 Conquer release. Right now we're listening to the soothing yet shredding guitar work of John 5 off of his release, Requiem, an all-instrumental track called Scavenger's Daughter. We'll be right back. still listening to Pop Defect Radio soundtrack of the Resistance. That was Swati off of her Small Gods release, a track called Big Bang. Incredible guitar work there. Download an MP3 of this program and links to the artists at popdefectradio.blogspot.com or radioforall.net or radio.indymedia.org. Listen to us on Berkeley Liberation Radio at 104.1 FM. And a special shout out to Captain Fred of the World Cruise. Thanks for listening to Pop Defect Radio. We're going to end with an oldie from 1990 off of their album Psychedelicatessen, the Australian band called Lubricated Goat. This track's called Give Chance a Piece. Always keep it locked to Pop Defect Radio, your soundtrack of the Resistance.
Pop Defect Radio.
Get a chance. Everything just falls into place on Earth as it is on television.